Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. This show is part of the CrossPolitik Network. Please help support us. Go become a member of our CrossPolitik Network at crosspolitik.com. It helps us roll out new shows, come up with more great content, and helps us buy better scotch. Did you see what those guys were drinking last week on CrossPolitik? Johnny Walker Red? We need to classy this thing up a little bit. One of my favorites, I'm going to pour some Belvini 12-year double wood. One of the best scotches at this price point. Make sure that logo shows. Delicious. And those big whiskey cubes, oh, if you have those, it just takes it over the top. Also got Macallan 12-year. And if you're a bourbon drinker, I always have some Four Roses single barrel. Stay at this price point, guys. If you're gonna bring whiskeys, scotch, preferably, into your office, make sure it's decent and pretty good, because you don't want to leave a bad image in drinking Johnny Walker Red. No, this lets people know that you're serious about business. Now, on the other hand, don't give them the good stuff either, because, you know, you don't wanna share the good stuff, you want that all for yourself. So I think around the Belvini 12-year, Macallan 12, the Four Roses single barrel, that's the way to go for around the office to share with people. You can let it flow and not feel bad about giving away your good stuff, and people are going to be impressed with what you have. Brush up on the knowledge of the scotch. Those are great conversation starters. It's really interesting how scotch is made, so I would really recommend learning about that and just having it on hand if you can. I know a lot of companies don't let you drink. That's one of the perks of being out on your own. All right, so today we're going to talk about trade deficits and surpluses and if it's a good thing. Now you know why I have the scotch out. We're talking about trade. But I'm really excited about this because I love economics. And on top of that, this was a request from you guys. So if you guys want to have me talk about a certain topic, or you have any questions, or you want to refer me to some great whiskeys, I would love to try those. You can reach out to me on Twitter and Instagram at howtobuildatent. You can also email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. All right, so before we get into trade deficits and surpluses and if it's good or not, I want to talk about what is trade just generally. So we all understand what trade is, because trade is not a government trading to another government. And that's what it kind of sounds like when politicians talk about it, but it's firms buying and selling with each other across borders. And it's millions and millions of transactions over the year, which makes up exports and imports. It's not government control, assuming that they're both private economies and they are not command economies. It's planned economies, like a socialist communist kind of country. Right. And usually there's some kind of government interference where they're inspecting it for making sure it's not drugs or something illegal the country doesn't want. And then maybe there's a quota, hopefully not. Maybe there's a tariff that they'll add on top of the price that the end user always pays, because every tax is paid not by businesses, but by the consumer. So remember that when politicians are talking about raising taxes, the consumer is always paying that tax, the business never pays it. All the trade surplus and deficit is measuring how much of a firm in country A is selling to country B compared to how much a firm in country B is selling to country A. And they're measuring the currency exchange and all that good stuff. There's so much that goes into it. But basically, that's all it is is country A selling more goods to country B than country B is to A, or is it vice versa? So if exports are greater than imports, there is a trade surplus. If your country has less exports than imports, then there's a deficit. Big importers, United States, we have a big trade deficit. And that's something that Donald Trump has been talking about a lot. So this calculation is really important because it goes into our GDP as well. So GDP is made up of private consumption, investment, government spending, and then the net or negative of this export minus import equation. And that makes up what GDP is of a country, which measures the value of the economy. So what typically happens when there is a trade deficit? One, like I said, you can lose jobs, because when there's a trade deficit, it means that you're buying more from another country than other people are buying from your country. So what that means is other countries are producing more products that are being sold than you are, which means the people that are making those products are in other countries. So that means that factories go out of business, and workers lose jobs and things like that. Another thing that happens is your currency loses value. And if you remember in that chart, I'll throw it up again, you'll notice that money is one of the key parts of trade, is there's an exchange that happens between the two currencies of the two countries. If you look at the United States and Mexico, Mexico does not buy US products in pesos, and the United States does not buy Mexican products in dollars. That there has to be an exchange rate, and that exchange that happens depending on who has the surplus and the deficit, there's going to be a higher demand for the currency of the country that has the surplus, because you're trying to take your own currency and exchange it for the currency of the country you're buying from. So that just demand of needing currency of the country you're buying from makes the currency go up in value, because whenever there's demand, the price goes up, because there's always a limited amount of resources, and that's kind of the fundamentals of economics, right? So if you have a deficit, people don't need your currency because they're not buying products from you. In fact, their currency is in greater demand because you're trying to buy products from them, which means you need their currency. So that causes your currency to go down in value, which means prices go up. So when you have a deficit, that means inflation's gonna happen. Which, some inflation is good, that I think the central banks try to keep it between 2% and 3%, but it's like what you see in Venezuela, where it's, well, I think it was 1,000,000%. That's just crazy. That's crazy. That's a country going to hell in a handbasket. So you can lose jobs over long term with the deficit. Your inflation can happen. And then what also happens is interest rates start to go up because central banks, to curb inflation, try to raise interest rates. And if you're not really too familiar with what interest rates are, basically the simplest way to put it is to treat money as a product and consider interest rates as the price of that product. So interest rates are basically the price of money, which is very important in business because you need to have as low an interest rate as possible to invest in capital for the future, to maybe you need to have cash on hand to pay payroll and things like that. The higher the interest rate, the more expensive it is to borrow money, to invest in the future, and to make business moves. So that is a problem just from a local business perspective. When you have long-term trade deficits, inflation goes up, the central banks try to curb that inflation by raising interest rates, and that's how it can impact your individual business. Now, the U.S. has kind of been above this. Like I said, they've been exempt from this kind of rule, but typically this is how it happens. And some people say that this is eventually going to happen to the U.S., but we don't really know why it doesn't happen this way with the U.S. So that's something to keep in mind and why it's relevant to business. So the opposite happens when you have a surplus. Your value of your currency goes way up because everyone wants your currency because they're trying to buy products that you produce in your country. So people are trying to exchange it for your currency, which makes foreign products cheaper for you. So you're able to buy products from other countries, which is great for business. For you to keep in mind, if you're starting to notice that it's getting cheaper and cheaper to buy products from other countries, you might want to think about doing that instead of buying a local made product. Look overseas, you might be able to cut costs and increase profits. Jobs are created because more and more production is happening in that country, so people are going to be hired, wages are going to go up from that, so it's good stuff. And you can kind of see that's the play that Donald Trump's trying to make right now. And then usually interest rates stay low because inflation's low, because the price of the dollar is going up, products are getting cheaper. And we can see the relationship there. So is it good to have a trade deficit or surplus? Do we agree with Milton Friedman? Do we think it doesn't matter? Is the U.S. exempt from it? Or is it eventually going to, the chicken's going to come home to roost and the United States is going to suffer from having a trade deficit? In my opinion, trade deficits do hurt an economy. I mean, we've seen that in certain industries, and especially because it's not all things being equal. Countries manipulate their currencies. They artificially devalue their currency so that they can have some advantages, or they artificially inflate their currencies. They impose tariffs like we're seeing, quotas and things like that. So those are all things that hurt economies, both countries. It hurts both countries. But I think that the free market is the best to correct it. I don't think central banks should get involved in trying to make things fair by doing that manipulation of currency or having the policies of tariffs and quotas and things like that. I think Milton Friedman is right that in the long run, if people just stay out of it, the markets are going to fix themselves, just like on the micro level. I think those same principles apply at the macro level. But what this means for us as businessmen, because we're not in controlling the economy and we never will, that because of these manipulations of the market, because there are these pros and cons and deficits and surpluses, that means there's opportunity for us. There's opportunity for us to take advantage of the currency fluctuations, for labor costs in other countries, for tariffs and quotas. In a perfect world, we shouldn't have any of those things, but tariffs and quotas are real, and those impact our business decisions. So we need to have a good understanding of all that to make great business decisions and to grow our companies and to grow our careers. Hope that made sense. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, give me some just suggestions on the whiskey. You can reach out to me on Twitter and Instagram at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.